What would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us tonight and every fourth Tuesday of the month on Shea Parker's Best of the Best with Angel Talk Tuesday, as the psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel, Catherine Glass, and Maggie Chula allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. Archives can be found on iHeartRadio under Shea Parker's Best of the Best. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill. Be sure to register at www.bit.ly/Angel Talk Tuesday to be included in our monthly drawing for a free psychic reading. The angels have heard your call and are here to help. Are you ready to receive? Welcome, welcome everyone. Our topic today is surrendering to the unfoldment of life. This is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Psychic Angel Channeler for Archangel Metatron, and approved and certified CASA Guide for the John of God Experience. You can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Julie Geigel Psychic Medium. And you can find all three of us over at www.bestamericanpsychics.com. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted the fourth Tuesday of every month on Shea Parker's Best of the Best. You can find our archives on iHeartRadio under Shea Parker Best of the Best. Please welcome the psychic angel channelers, Catherine and Maggie. Catherine, can you take a minute to tell us a little about yourself and anything you'd like us to know right now?
Oh, I'd be glad to. I'm Catherine Glass, and I am a psychic and a medium and a healer and a channel for the Council of Light and the Angelic Realms. And I'm delighted to be here. I have a practice in Concord, Massachusetts, and I work nationally and internationally on Skype and over the phone and in person. You can find me at www.catherineglass.com or at bestamericanpsychics.com and on Facebook at Catherine Glass, I think it's Psychic Medium Catherine Glass. No, Catherine Glass Psychic Medium on Facebook. And I'm heading out to LA this week to teach some classes in psychic development. And we're doing a gallery on February 20th in Santa Clarita. So that's all on my webpage, and you can find more information there.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Catherine, for joining us. Maggie, can you take a minute to tell us about yourself?
Yes. My name is Maggie Chula. I am a psychic medium, a spiritual mentor, and a medical intuitive. I also channel the wisdom from the masters of the Akasha, which include archangels, ascended masters, gods, goddesses, a lot of different beings. I do soul level readings from the Akashic records. I channel messages for my clients from their own divine guidance. And I also offer energy and vibrational healing to help you align your mind, your body, and your soul. I do every full moon. I have been doing vibrational healing sessions that are led by, lately they've been led by the Divine Mother, but there are also Archangel Raphael comes in. So we have a wonderful mix and blend of male-female energy. And on Sunday, I share channeled messages and guided vibrational healings that are free. They're from the Master Teachers of the Akasha, and they're on my blog talk radio show, Maggie's Spiritual Connections. These messages are designed to uplift and inspire you to enhance your spiritual connections and bring more joy and well-being into your life. You can find me at maggiechula.com and learn more about what I offer. And on Facebook, I'm known as Maggie Chula. So
beautiful. Also, be sure to register for this show each month over at www.bit.ly/Angel Talk Tuesday to be entered into a drawing for a free psychic reading. We will pull a name from our registered participants and a name from our Inner Circle member program. If you are interested in joining our Inner Circle, jump on over to www.juliegeigel.com. And Maggie also has a membership program, and the people included in that membership program are also included in the drawing for the free psychic reading. I'd also like to invite you to join us for our annual John of God Spiritual Healing Retreat coming up April 7th. We did have to move the date, so maybe that works out better for you. April 7th through the 18th, you can actually sign up for a one-week intensive or join us for the full 2 weeks. I am honored and blessed to be a channel for Archangel Metatron, who has come to help you connect with your own angelic team. Just being in this angelic vibrational frequency today will help you open your own channels of communication with your own angelic team. The first step is to be open and willing to receive. So, are you ready? Just say yes. And we will begin now. And so just take a nice deep breath as we all come together to tune into this amazing frequency that is created here every month. And take a moment to call in your spiritual team, your guardian angels, any spirit guides that are with you right now, any loved ones who've passed, and any pets or totem animals. Feel their love and support as you open up to a deeper connection with your angels. Welcome. I am Archangel Metatron. We have come here today to assist you on opening up your connection to your own spiritual team. And as you open to receive this energy here today, know and trust that all is in perfect and divine order. And so we have come here today to share messages on the unfoldment of life, surrendering as physical beings. It is easy to get caught up in your physical doings, and while we acknowledge that this is all well and good, it is important for you to be aware that time is an illusion, and that there is a higher order at play in your life. especially as you choose the path of awakening and enlightenment. And so imagine a beautiful light coming down to surround you. And now imagine all those who have come together collectively in this place, in this space of now. Tuning in and joining across the globe, this beautiful planetary collective consciousness connection that you are creating in this energetic frequency. And as you stand arm in arm, hand in hand, feel the light expand, expanding your being. Feel yourself stepping out of your physical nature, stepping out of form. Releasing the physical form of your body and stepping into your true nature. Formless. 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 Feel yourself drifting, floating, gliding. Surrendering, and now imagine whatever it is in your life that you are struggling with, or where you are feeling resistance. Allow that energy to move through you in this time and space, knowing that you are fully supported in all of your desires. And as you embrace your fears, as you become aware of any energy that is not in alignment with your soul, draw that out, call that forth, allow that to be whatever it needs to be. And as you face that fear, as you face that resistance, that is where your freedom lies. Your bondage is within denying withholding, blocking. Your freedom lies in exposure, awareness, embracing. And as you grieve and mourn the loss of what you thought was your creation, what you desired, you bring in the new energy . Feel the new energy rise up within your being. Expanding, expanding, expanding. And as you step into the new energy and align with the love from your soul, the truth of your being, the fear, the resistance dissolves and dissipates. And so we are not saying that you should never plan, but we are saying to release the attachments that you have to your plans, for they are only plans. The universe has the ultimate plan. So the universe shifts and molds. Based upon all of the needs and desires of those all around you, the universe is constantly moving in the highest good of all, not only the highest good of you. And we know that is what you would want for everyone, including yourself. So everything really is in divine and perfect order. Always. There are no accidents. There are no mistakes. No regrets. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today.
Thank you, Metatron. And now I will call in for the highest vibrational being my soul is in alignment with to answer this question on surrender, surrendering, and allowing the flow of well-being to take place within your life. My dear, lovely children, it is with great honor and love that I share this information with you today, for I am known as Mother Mary. I have heard the voices and the fears and the tears flowing from so many upon this beloved planet. These are times when we share with you the light is coming through. Surrender and allow it to flow through you. And yet, we know the experiences that are taking place do not feel as if they could be for your highest and best interest. How can it be for the highest interest that your child is sick? How is it possible that your loved one isn't doing well and you need to watch them struggle? How can you be expected to do that and still listen to these messages and find light, wisdom, love, and compassion? Hear me now. These struggles that are taking place, these issues that you find yourself working through, those are the moments that test your resolve. Those are the moments where you can either surrender into the best of you and know that we're with you, holding and supporting you in our vibrational love, or you can run from that and allow the fear to be with you, the fear from when you were young and you didn't know where to go, the fear and the shadows that say, this is too much for me. You have given me too much. I can't do this. At those moments, we're still here. You can rally against the fates. We're still here. You can surrender into the light and be fearful, but we're still here. And I would like to share with you a vision right now to help you feel the presence of the Council of Light that I promise surrounds you at all times. So take a breath with me and allow yourself as you breathe to connect up to the breath of life. Feel the light and the life from the universal source of all that is flowing to you with your breath. Just relax and allow yourself to feel, think, and know this light is coming to you with every breath you take. And allow yourself to let go of the tension in your body, to release any thoughts or fears, and just have a moment of relaxing and breathing in the light, exhaling, letting go of any darkness or stale energy, breathing in the light, letting go of any darkness, of any struggle. And now, as you're in a moment of peace, feel, sense, or know you are in the center of a circle of beautiful light beings. All of these beautiful beings are here for you, to support you. Feel the love flowing from them. Feel their grace surrounding you with light. Know that they are here to help enlighten and inspire you. So surrender now your fears What is it that you are struggling to hold on to? Is it a time? Is it an image from the past that you may have had for your future? What is it that is so important in your mind that flowing within this light of love and well-being feels a disconnect within your heart? Or can you be in that space where you just allow? For if you can take a mental break, an energetic break, a break by taking in a breath, it does not need to be more than that. You do not need more time than that. Flowing with the breath, sensing the love, the immense love flowing to you. Every single one of you is perfect and whole in the light of the Creator of God. Every single one of you is here for a purpose, the purpose that is known to your soul, the purpose that is known to your higher wisdom. When you connect with your breath to the peace, the grace, and the love that I am sharing with you right now, then all of the imperfections, the perceived sense of lack, how is that even important? Just this light, this love, this knowledge that you are divine. You have as much power, control, and ability to channel the light, the love, and the wisdom from the source of all that is as I have. You are divine. Relax. Breathe in the light, and then these loved ones, this timetable, your health, allow that to be bathed in the light vibration that this love brings in. Know that your loved ones also are connected to the light of their divine. See that for them. Hold that space for them, and you will feel the comfort, and they will feel the comfort, and better yet, they will know you see them capable and strong and able to handle life, just as you are capable and able and strong to handle your life. We here in the Akasha, in the vibration of pure being, we see you struggle and we share our light and love with you. For we know if you could just breathe in this light, and then exhale and let go 1 or 2 minutes at a time, your heartbeat will flow more regularly. The blood in your veins will flow more easily. Your lungs will get the pure vibration of light. Your body will thank you. Your mind will take a mental break, and your life will feel better to you when you come back from that break. So come back from that break now, knowing you are loved, you are whole, you are as sparkling a being as any of us who who do not have a body. And this life is a gift from your source, from your soul to you. Live it, love it, and share your troubles with us. We are here to love and support you. Go now with love and grace, and know that it has been my pleasure to be here with you today. Goodbye.
Thank you, Divine Mother, and thank you, Maggie Chula, for that beautiful, beautiful channeling and message from Divine Mother Mary. And now I open myself and ask the Council of Light, the highest angelic realm, and the Ascended Masters to bring forth through me and my consciousness a message for healing and awakening about trusting life and the unfoldment of life. Beloveds, trust life, the unfoldment of everything, while doing nothing. Sometimes, taking no action is the best action. An example of this wisdom is when you are faced with a situation or a circumstance on your road, and you try and try to change its course of direction, to control it, and yet to no avail of desired outcome. Many attempts or many hours of your precious time spent getting more frustrated, enraged, and dragging yourself further and further into lower vibrations of thought, you are forced into some form of surrender, only to find that in time it is revealed that all carried out of its own accord and outcome anyway. Often that outcome is more than what was hoped for in the beginning. This is not to say that one mustn't even act in one's life, but to say that one should have a balance of ongoing surrender and detachment while choosing actions toward the circumstance. You are living in a dimension of duality, and all events occurring are subject to being perceived as good or bad, dark or light, best or worst. But in truth, there is just one dynamic flow of energy emanating through all of creation, right down to the smallest organisms on your earth. You, as an individual soul, do have a path of purposeful existence, and even when you do nothing, you do everything. All in the universe is working in your favor for your highest good. So if you can direct the mind to seek a state of more neutrality, more presence, and less attachment to outcome, you would experience a fuller, more smooth and satisfying reality. Every action you take in life, including what appears as no action, allows and creates infinite pathways in the flow of events to an outcome. Thus the saying, when one does one thing, he does many things. Trust that you have a divine core. That divine core is here, now, manifesting each moment the right outcome or circumstances for your life. There is perfect order. There is no chaos but for divine chaos. which is always and indeed perfect order. Your life is unfolding perfectly. As it is meant to be unfolding, trust that. Rejoice in that knowing that the perfect outcome is always assured, even as you are taking no action or doing no thing. Let your thought or prayer or mantra be this: in my non-doing, let there be ease and perfect order in all that is being done. Remember, as Divine Mother assured you, you are pure love. You are pure light. How could anything but the best unfold and manifest for your highest good and well-being? And so we leave it there with you now, with all love from the angelic realm and the Council of Light. Go in peace and wisdom and reassurance that you can just allow and all will unfold. All is well. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine. That was beautiful, beautiful. And we do have a couple psychic readings to do here today for our free winners. Maggie, did you have a winner that you wanted to share with us?
I did. I have not been able to find her name, but I had someone write to me and ask if we would share. Her question was, how can her guardian angel know about her when she does not know them? How do they find people? That was her question.
Great question. Well, what I know to be true is that we are assigned the guardian angels. We actually come with two, is my understanding, and they sit down with us before we come into the physical body, and they help us create the contract, the people that we're going to be moving through experiences with, and the life lesson that we will be experiencing as we come into this life form. And I believe that the guardian angels, they come in with us when we take life, and they are with us until we take our last breath, and they're with us through our review after, once we move into that transition phase after our death. And so I think that we have a very strong, deep connection with our guardian angels. And even though you're not consciously in tune or aware of them, I believe that your soul has that deep longing to connect, to communicate, to have more of a known relationship with your guardian angel. And so that deep longing and sense of loneliness that many people feel is oftentimes that lack of connection and communication with the spiritual realm, with your guardian angels, with your spiritual team. And so absolutely, I believe that the guardian angels choose us and we choose them. So it's kind of an alignment of energy. And so as much as they are helping us, we are actually helping them too with their evolvement.
Yes, I will agree with that, from what I have known and seen with my work with the Akasha and the beings that dwell in the spirit, yes, we have guardian angels that come in with us. The only thing I would like to add to that is that with these sacred contracts that Julie was talking about, you have several contracts, and they are to help you evolve as a soul. That's, from my understanding, the primary reason we're here on this earth is to help our soul evolve with the knowledge of how to be in the material plane, what does it mean to release fear, different things. There are people who are in these contracts with you. The one that we most often talk about is romantic, who is my partner. But to get back to the guardian angel, the other thing that I have known is sometimes our loved ones who have crossed over become, in a way, a guardian angel for us, because their spirit is so tied to this earth as their loved ones are still embodied in a physical form, that it helps them learn, once they've, you know, processed their own life and their own life experience, it helps them learn and grow and have a chance to help us maybe understand what love is when they, in their physical form, had forgotten. So guardian angels, I have seen, are able to come to you and grow with you as your life progresses. Although I will agree that there are angels that are with you from birth and stay with you till your death. What do you think, Catherine?
So the question she asked was, how do I know the guardian angel knows me, how to find me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I agree 100% with everything that's being said here. And I would only add also that, you know, it's a perfect design if you think about it, because I'm speaking to the person who emailed the question.
Right.
What was her name?
I couldn't find her name.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, you know, it's perfectly designed to set you up to have faith and experience what faith is, because faith, in my opinion and my understanding, is part of our anatomy, both as a spirit and as a human being, and that your ego can help you decide or not decide whether to have faith or not. But the truth is, your existence is eternal, and you come from a spirit realm, which is your home. And so trusting that there are beings that are assisting you from the unseen realms is part of that anatomy of faith. And if you can allow your mind to expand enough to really open to trust that that's real, you will begin to feel an actual visceral connection or truth that feels very real and reassuring. But not only just reassuring because you decided to believe it, but it actually begins to manifest in reality for you. So you can sit in meditation and say, okay, I'm going to have faith now that there is an angel that knows me, that's watching over me, and I would like to ask for concrete signs that you are really with me and that you know who I am and know what I'm needing right now. And also be fair and tell them what you're needing and develop a relationship. When you're born into physical as an infant and a baby, you don't know yet that you have a mother. You're just here on faith. You're in a body, you're breathing in and out, your lungs are working, your body and your mind have faith that you are breathing and living, and you don't know yet that you have a mother that knows you. But you have faith that someone is taking care of you. Someone is going to change your diaper and feed you physical food because now you have a body. And as you get older and more of an understanding, you begin to know, ah, this is my mother. And whether it's your physical mother or an adopted mother or a surrogate who has stepped in, this person is mothering you. So by the same token, you can have faith that you are indeed born onto this physical plane with spirit helpers from the other side, definitely from the angelic realm first, and absolutely as you go through life, spirit loved ones who cross over before you do, who know you in this life and who have known you in other lives. And you also have watchers and caretakers that love you in the spirit realm that are not angels, but that are people that have known you from other lives. And as I said before, you have to start with a seed of faith, that is so, and then you can nurture that seedling by meditation, prayer, sitting in quiet, and asking for signs, proof, to test it, to see if it's true. And I promise you, you will be shown, without a doubt, miraculous signs that you are indeed protected and blessed.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Maggie, for that question today. And I did pull a name from our registered participants, and our winner for our registered participants is Jeanette Darissa Williams, and her birth date is 12/21/58. And she did not have a specific question, but she would like just a general reading today. Would either of you girls like to go first? Otherwise, I did pull some cards for her that I could begin with.
Sure, go ahead. Unless Maggie wants to jump in.
Why don't you start?
Okay, so the first card that I pulled for Jeanette is the Power card. So what I'm seeing with the Power card is that this really is your year to step into your power, to step up. What I'm seeing is in the past that you're a person who's had some loose boundaries in your life and that you're tired of being run over by people. And that I get that feeling of no more, all done, all done with that. And so this card is just confirmation that you're moving in the right direction. Your angels are kind of cheering you on, very, very excited that you've stepped up and that you're very firm in your truth and your voice. You have found your voice. And as you move through 2015, it's only going to continue to get stronger. Don't be afraid of the changes that are occurring because of your truth and integrity. Just allow the divine unfoldment of life.
And what is the name? Jeanette Darissa?
Yes.
Jeanette, this is Catherine. I see that you've been through quite an up and down in your life over a period of time, many years actually, on and off, but I see more recently, over the last maybe 3 to 4 year period, a series of disappointments, particularly in relationship, I feel, and this would be in relationships in your life, not only romantic, but perhaps familial relationships, especially certain members of the family or extended family, and maybe even some friendships as well. I do see you moving into new association with a different kind of different vibration of people, more supportive people, and that would actually go in tandem with what Julie read about your stepping into your power, because I know that you have worked through some self-esteem issues from your adolescent past and your young adulthood, and all through your life you've been gaining more and more tools and lessons also to help you gain that self-esteem and self-love, and you're really have been coming into a period now, a stride of time where you're breaking away from old patterns, old associations, perhaps even a divorce has happened, and you're moving into a new dimension or recognition of your true self and what you want for once as taking first place. Number one, taking care of your needs first.
And Catherine, I'm going to have you wrap that up as
okay,
Maggie
I'm done,
shares.
I'm done. That's it.
Beautiful.
Yep. That's it.
And what I was getting as we were talking through this is I saw very clearly an angel, so it's probably because we've been talking about them, but I saw very clearly that your guardian angel is offering you her wings. Ooh. And she wanted me to share with you that it is time for you to take that crown. Your crown chakra has been kind of clogged, and so that you have not allowed yourself to really go into your higher wisdom or to even feel that connection. There's been something clogged there. But she's offering you her wings and saying that she'll be there with you, and you just need to release and let go and allow yourself to know that this medical, material world, you can handle it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Maggie. And thank you, everyone, for listening today. Be sure to tune in the fourth Tuesday of every month for Angel Talk Tuesday. If you missed the live show, be sure to listen to the archives over at iHeartRadio under Shea Parker Best of the Best. We'd love to have you join our inner circle. Simply go to www.shayparker.com. juliegeigel.com for more information, or Maggie's membership program. You can find that at maggiechula.com. You can also order your copy of our number one Amazon bestseller, 365 Days of Angel Prayers. All three of us are angel prayer contributors to that book. And thank you, Catherine and Maggie, for joining us. Please remind us again quickly how we can find you and anything else you'd like to share.
You can find me at www.catherinewithak.com and Catherine Glass Psychic Medium on Facebook and bestamericanpsychics.com.
And you can find me at maggiechula.com and also Maggie Chula over on Facebook. That's C-H-U-L-A, Chula.
Awesome.
I'm also on Best American Psychics.
And be sure to register for this show each month over at www.bit.ly/Angel Talk Tuesday to be entered into a drawing for a free psychic reading. And remember, you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is the Psychic Angel Channelers helping you connect with your angelic team.